Know that verse in James chapter 4 where James writes, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Now, wouldn't it be something if it was the other way around? God will draw nigh to us and then we will draw nigh to him. Well, that might be true, but that's not what the verse says. The verse puts the onus of the responsibility on you. You draw nigh to God. If you want God to draw nigh to you, then draw nigh to him. Now, how do I do that, though? I come into a meeting like this. Now, what do? I sit here and I wait till somebody tells me what to do next, till somebody tells me what page to turn to or chapter to read, or what do? Well, the best way to draw nigh to God is, first of all, say, Lord, I'm here for you. Cleanse my heart, get anything out of the way that might be in the way so that I can come into your presence with clean hands and a pure heart, because that's the way to approach him. And maybe you don't have clean hands and a pure heart. Okay, so you don't. So what do? Sit out the meeting. There's a better way. The better way to do that is say, Lord, cleanse my heart and make me clean. Sprinkle me with your precious blood right now. And then I want to ascend. I want to come into your presence. Now, how do I come into his presence? We talked about it the other day. We come with faith, with boldness. We come with thanksgiving. It's a simple way. I mean, it's maybe too simple. If it was a little harder, maybe we would try a little bit more. But just to say, Jesus, I'm here for you, and I open my heart to you, and I worship you, and I love you, and I'm just going to get lost in you. I'm going to enjoy you. Enjoy Jesus. Imagine that. Enjoy his presence. But he wants you to, and you can. And there are many people here tonight that are going to do that and are doing it. And you should be one of them. We should all be participants in enjoying the presence of God and coming into his presence with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, and recognize that we're in the audience of a great, mighty God. So how I act and what I do is not a reflection on him or her or somebody else. It's a reflection on the person whose audience I'm in. I don't want to fool around before God. I don't want to do nothing, but I want to give him my attention. He's worthy of my attention. He's worthy of my adoration. He's worthy of my praise. He's worthy for me to look to him and to draw nigh to him. He's worthy. And so I can come with that true heart and full assurance of faith and know that he's here for me and for you and for all of us. And I really stood up to just say this. Again, like other meetings, this is your opportunity and my opportunity to let him work in us. It's his opportunity to have his way with our lives. It's not my opportunity to preach again. It's not my opportunity to sing with you. Those are all things that might happen. I don't know. But it's our opportunity to come into the presence of Jesus. And it's only by his presence that we're changed. The preaching can't change you. It can help you towards Christ, but only he can change you. Only he can make the difference in your life. So why don't you just forget about waiting for the preaching or the singing and just come as you are right into his presence. He invites you to. He says, please come boldly as my sons and daughters, not my servants, but my sons and daughters. You have the privilege and the right to come right into the presence of Father and to enjoy all that he has for you. And he might want to use you. Now, I don't know. One staff member told me a couple of years ago, they told me this. They said, I like to come when you're here because you don't call on us. I said, oh, thanks. That makes me feel really good. I'm glad you're here. Now, they're right. I don't call on you. I won't call on the staff. Now we want to hear a testimony from you, Emily. And now we want to hear, and then you're next. And where's the popcorn? Who's popping next? I don't do that. I'm not going to say to the guests that are here at Watch Rock, you know, now it's time for a guest to testify. And I want to hear, because if you don't want to, and it's not in your, I know there's a fine line here to encourage you. And that's what I'm trying to do right now, to encourage you to testify, to encourage you to pray, to encourage you to sing. I'm all for that. to call on you? If you don't want to, I don't want you to. If you don't have it in your heart to, then just don't. You're not pleasing me by doing any of the above. But if it's in your heart to give thanks to him, it's in the 40-something psalm, 48 maybe, in the psalm where it says, God has done something for you, Israel, my people, Judah. God's done something for you. Now walk around the city of Zion and just tell to other people in the midst of a congregation, tell them what God has done for you. Tell them what God did for you in the wherever it was. Tell them the goodness of God, not only here at camp, but in your life. Admonish, encourage. Thank God for what he's done. Now, some of you are going home soon. Tomorrow, some of you are going home. Maybe the Lord wants you to thank him and give a word of testimony. Maybe not. You don't have to. And I'm not going to call on you. I know I'm supposed to. I should. But I'm not. But if you'd like to take your opportunity to give thanks to God, staff, guests, old, young, whoever, I don't know what's going to happen in this meeting. Maybe there'll be no zero opportunity for you to testify. And if there's not, then don't try to jam it in if you don't have that opportunity. But if there's an opportunity in this meeting and the Lord prompts you, the Holy Spirit prompts you to share something small or a little larger or whatever might be in your heart, give yourself to him and allow him to use you in that way. It'll be a blessing to you and it'll be a blessing to others. But you might get it wrong. It might not come out the way you want it to come out. Get over yourself. Get over. Who cares? Oh, but I might not, I don't speak publicly, and so I might, all right, that's wonderful. I don't speak publicly well either, and I could tell you plenty of stories that would have you laughing for a little while about people that have, in my lifetime, and some of them were pastors, at a wedding ceremony, pronounced the bride and the groom man and woman. Now, that's not really, a husband and wife would have been better. Maybe in the day in which we live now, it's a good idea to call them man and woman. But then it was years ago, and it was husband and wife. But he made a mistake. You think that stopped him from performing another wedding? He didn't really care. Oh, no. And that was the end of that. And then there was the head counselor that prayed, Lord, help our falling shorts. Our short fallings. And people do these things. You think that stopped him from, I'm never doing that again. Everybody's going to laugh at me. Well, if they're laughing at you, maybe they should be the next one on their feet. And then we'll all laugh at them. And then you'll say something, and we'll laugh at you. But we're not here to laugh at each other. We're not here to testify for each other. We're not here to try to be the best and beat them out and give a better test. We're here to glorify him and to encourage one another. And, I forgot a lot of testimonies, but I never forgot those testimonies. And a lot of others in other times. But the Lord, help us tonight just to do what you want us to do. And if we mess it up, we mess it up. And you probably won't. You probably won't. Give him the glory, the honor that is due unto his name. Maybe you'd like to sing with me number 434. Only a sinner saved by grace. It's our story, not just mine or the songwriters, but it's your story. I hope it's yours. Naught have I gotten but what I received. And mercy has afforded it to me. It wasn't earned and it wasn't merited, but thank God for his great grace. 434.
Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for helping us. Thank you, Lord, for your precious blood. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.